104.7's Ryan and Tanya. Get up with Ryan and Tanya. They're just like you, only much weirder. For a faulty joint replacement compensation claim, mej.com.au. Hit 104.7.
Yesterday, Pauline Hanson rocked up to Parliament wearing a burqa, trying to prove a point about something, but everyone's just said completely out of line. Tanya, you see this, what do you think?
I was like shocked. Yep. I was like, are you serious? What's this for? And also really embarrassed. Mm. I was like, what are you doing representing us? Oh
yeah. Now, yeah, it is frustrating when you think that.
What did you think?
Yeah, because I mean, people don't look at like and go, "Oh, that's Pauline from One Nation from overseas." They just go, "Oh, look what happened in Australia," which is and it just makes us all look bad. Now, Liberal Senator George Brandis, he gave her a solid dressing down, and this is when he was talking about how he works with law enforcement and stuff like that.
It is vital for their intelligence and law enforcement work that they work cooperatively with the Muslim community, and to ridicule that community, to drive it into a corner, to mock its religious garments, is an appalling thing to do, and I would ask you to reflect on what you have done.
Order. Now, George Brandis also went on to say that the vast majority of Muslim Australians are law-abiding, good people and great Australians, and he was very clear on that. Now, both Brandis's Liberal teammates and the Labor opposition gave him a standing ovation. When both sides of Parliament stand up to clap one another, and especially over George Brandis, which producer Maddie, he's notoriously like a bit of a loose unit himself.
Yeah, Brandis has got a questionable history,
really?
In my opinion, yeah.
Which is why it makes him even more crazy, the fact that everyone can get around this guy, because, like, that's how absurd and out of line Pauline Hanson is.
It was just the strangest thing. You hear what she said when she took it off?
What'd she say?
It was something like, I'm quite happy to remove this because this is not what should belong in this parliament.
Ugh, what a... That
is just
so disrespectful.
You just want to throw it?
Yeah, so disrespectful. And look, Pauline Hanson is way out of line. Like I said, she's an embarrassment for the Australian Parliament, but also for the Australian public and people as a whole. Now, it sort of got me thinking yesterday because, you know, we see Donald Trump doing weird stuff and Pauline Hanson, and I keep thinking, like, how is it that these people get elected in the first place?
I think that too. That was like the first thought I had, actually.
Yeah, and I reckon the reason that Pauline Hanson's and the Donald Trumps as well get elected is because the other politicians have been doing such a bad job for such a long time. The people are really desperate for they just don't like the major parties, and they're so desperate just to vote for anyone else. All the politicians from all sides have let us down so much and for so long. They're all in it for themselves. They all make these big promises and they pretend that they actually care about the people, and they just keep letting us down time and time again. And I saw this little documentary on, was it Vice or SBS2 Viceland or something? And we chat to someone who voted for Hanson, trying to, you know, they obviously thought, oh, we'll speak to this real racist kind of person. And the surprising thing is that the person who voted for Pauline Hanson wasn't really into the policies. They were actually quite fine. But the line of, oh, I'm just so sick of Turnbull and I'm so sick of Shorten. Liberal and Labor just keep letting me down, and I just wanted to vote for someone else.
Wow.
And that's the reason they voted for Pauline Hanson. I just needed to vote for someone else.
I get it, but I'm sorry, I don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Because the views are so archaic and so seemingly uneducated that there's always other options. There's, like, if you don't want to vote for the major parties, vote for an independent. For the love of God,
that's
not vote for someone like Pauline
Absolutely.
Hanson.
Absolutely. Well, the person they interviewed, they said, oh, did you realise Pauline Hanson was for this? And they were like, oh, no.
What? How do you not know? Pauline Hanson is like such a big part of our, I don't know, tapestry. Like, everyone knows she's One Nation.
Oh, but
everyone.
I guess we work in the media and watch it, and this was just a guy with his family, and it wasn't into the news, didn't follow it up, and just went, oh, she looks familiar, and apparently she says what she thinks and just voted for her. And I'd hate to think how many other times that has happened. And then you look at our current Prime Minister, who says we need to vote for Malcolm Turnbull because Liberal is economically responsible. And this is the same Prime Minister who claims he's for marriage equality and for economic responsibility, but it's wasting $122 million on a plebiscite that could cost nothing and be done in 2 minutes. So this economically responsible Prime Minister would rather spend $122 million to save his own job than to fund 4,560 new nurses to go into regional Australia.
Wow.
This economically responsible PM would rather spend $122 million on his own job than fund 1,900 new teachers. He would rather spend that money than give rebates to 16,000 families struggling to pay childcare fees, because apparently childcare is through the roof. 16,000 families could have benefited. So I know this isn't directly related to Pauline Hanson, but in another way it kind of is.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because I feel like if we could actually trust our politicians to do the right thing, wouldn't it be great to go, I can't choose between Liberal and Labor because they both seem so great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could you imagine how great that would be?
Mm.
But because we hate them both so much and they've let us down time and time again, people go, oh, well, Trump's not a politician, so stuff it, let's just try it. Well, Pauline Hanson, I don't really know, but I just hate the other guys, so screw it, I'm just going to tick this box. And then that's why people like that
apathy.
Get into positions of power like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so whilst people are getting around George Brandis going, yeah, stick it to... I'm like, mate, look at all the terrible things you've done in the last 20 years. You could have prevented her being there in the first place. And I just hate that politicians will claim the moral victory today and think that they've done a great job by giving Pauline the smackdown, when the reality is that they've done such a terrible job for such a long time in the first place.
Which is why she's there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being
absolutely
racist.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'll get down off my own high horse and we'll see how it plays out later on today.
Mm. Maybe you should go into politics.
No, I've had my piece now. Up next, dick jokes.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Josh Richards, who's moving to Mars in 2030 on a one-way ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty incredible. And one of the things, I don't know if this is a weird thing to ask, but this is something I was really curious about. Is there any expectation that you to or not to mate with the other astronauts? Like, are you expected to start?
Mate? He's not an animal.
Well, you don't know Josh behind the scenes, but like, you know, are you supposed to be, you know, setting up for future generations, or what happens when you get, you know, how does that all work?
So we're going to be shoving four, you know, reasonably intelligent human beings into a small tin can in a high pressure environment. There is an expectation that they're going to sleep together. Like, that's...
Oh, okay. That, straight up.
Like,
all right, we've got Kat from the newsroom and producer Maddie in the studio as well. Just a couple of hypotheticals to throw into the group here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's go, if there's two guys and two girls being sent into outer space, and one of the guys is clearly the hot guy and both girls are feeling that guy.
Ooh.
And keep in mind, like, the hot guy's got to make a call, and they have to literally not only live with that decision but live with each other for the rest of their lives. Do you think, do you think there's a lot of pressure on which one you'd want to bang?
I wouldn't do it just because I wouldn't want to live in an awkward environment.
Katarina.
But you wouldn't wouldn't at all, Ten. Like,
for the rest of your life.
And it's for the betterment of humanity, Ten.
Do you have to?
For the betterment of all humanity.
Are you saying you wouldn't want to, Kat?
Oh, well, look.
All right, let's put it this way. You and another girl are competing for the hot guy, and the hot guy chooses the other girl.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Would the two losers settle for each other? Because if you're going to ever be with anyone ever for the rest of your life, that's your only choice. No, there's only four people going up.
Yeah, you'd have to settle.
Yeah.
You would, yeah.
You'd settle?
Maybe.
Yeah, you'd have to.
What do you think it'd be like if it was three guy astronauts? Like, is it going to be two and two?
Yeah, I don't know.
So imagine three guy astronauts.
Any same-sex relationships that, you know.
Yeah, well, that's why my next question is, if there's three guy astronauts and one girl, can you imagine there's three guys and there's one girl and you go, oh, you're the only girl I'm going to see for the rest of my life. Hey, how are you doing? She goes, oh, I'm not really into ginger beards. And you just go, oh, well, that's the end of me ever making love ever again, just like that. Do I then go, oh, well, there's two other guys here, so maybe I'll have a crack?
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't you? If there's ever a time to experiment, you know, get on. Get in.
Alone on Mars, Ryan. Tanya's absolutely right.
Yep. All right, so my final question for the group here, the four of us, say if we're put on a spaceship and sent to another planet, and the only way that humanity will continue and survive is that if we, between the four of us, recreate, we'll go around the
Why
room.
Why you got to do this,
We'll right? go around the room. Matt, who do you think would be, of the four of us, the two most likely to hook up?
Just all of us, Ryan. I can't answer.
I need your neutral answer. I do both you boys. No kissing.
Katarina?
I'll go Maddie for sure.
All right.
He knows that.
I would have thought, if I had to make a guess about who
is... No kissing, I'm sorry.
If who's going to make children out of the four of us, my guess would be Matt and Kat.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm cool, Deb.
That's happening.
You cool with that?
It's
cool
happening.
That? Tanya, stop looking at me like that. Oh, are you fine with that?
I'm not looking at you. Like, anyway.
All right, well...
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Ryan and Tanya's...
What?
No,
oh, she's just biting time.
No, that's not...
Verbal ping pong.
All right, so you can't repeat one. You can't think too long. Producer Maddie, judge and adjudicator of this. The score is 13 to you, 12 to me.
Yep.
So you're up by one.
Yeah.
And What's the theme this week, Maddie?
Guys, I love this time of the week.
Yep.
Do you?
I just love it. So there's very exciting news that we could be sending one of our VIPs all the way to LA to experience Pink perform her new album, Beautiful Trauma, live in an intimate one-off exclusive as she takes over our world-famous rooftop in LA.
Well said, Matthew.
How good is this? So your first category,
ready
Pink singles. Tanya, go.
Try.
Sure, I guess.
What about us?
Ooh, this used to be a fun house.
Yep.
No, that was the album.
No, that was definitely a song.
Really?
Yeah.
Now it's full of evil clowns. Goodbye.
You're gone. And you are kidding. Just one rhyme. Pink's had a billion hits. Yeah. Count them, a billion.
None good, though.
Just
yeah,
like a pill?
I disagree.
Early days?
Nah.
Stupid Girls, do you remember that
yeah,
one?
Yeah, Stupid Girls is a great song.
Leave Me Alone, I'm Lonely. That song?
Well, we're going to have
just
to.
Just you and your yeah. hands and
that. Yeah, there's heaps.
Yeah, great. Just
anyway, you should be ashamed.
Yeah, no, I am.
This next category is going to be an absolute corker and we could be here for days. But knowing you guys, probably not. All right, Pink.
Oh,
she's
righto.
Obviously got her name from a colour.
Oh, God.
Your second category.
Are you kidding? Are you throwing this in hard?
Throwing this in, Maddie.
Ten, you go.
Pink.
Green.
Blue.
Red.
Yellow.
Grey.
Turquoise.
Purple.
White.
Aqua.
White.
Salmon.
Maroon.
tan.
That's not a colour.
Yeah, tan's a colour.
Beige. Just like the both of your faces.
Brown.
Just like my pretty face, thank you.
Are you out?
Magenta.
No, you really said magenta.
No, magenta's good.
Magenta
tan's good.
Aqua.
You said aqua! See bye!
I'm going to tell you, it's because the whole studio's aqua.
No one said orange?
Silver, gold.
You guys. All right. So the other great news is that earlier this week, Pink, she finally patched up her beef with longtime rival Christina Aguilera. And it took 16...
Who's Aguilera?
Yeah, no, you know.
It's something like that. After 16 long years it took them.
What are they fighting about?
Who knows? Something to do with Lady Marmalade, that single.
Yeah, that was a great song.
That was a great song. All
it's
right.
really rude.
To decide it all, 10... And this is an absolute free pass to you, so if you lose, you should be ashamed.
Oh, well.
Christina Aguilera singles. Ryan, take it away.
Fighter.
Dirty.
Genie in a Bottle.
Damn it! Oh, gosh. Every song from Burlesque.
No,
oh,
come on,
gosh.
No, bye. See you later.
I'll give you 3 seconds.
Two, one. Yeah, God. You are beautiful. God damn, that feels good.
And I have, like, her albums and everything. And I even watch this terrible movie she was in with Cher called Burlesque all the time.
Oh, that is
so
awful.
Bad in it.
All right, I'm taking a 14-12 lead. It feels right. It feels right.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Sad news again overnight. We're joined on the phone by 7 News correspondent Kath Turner. Kath, for people who are just waking up now and just hearing the news, what's happened in Barcelona there overnight?
Good morning, guys. This is a tragically familiar story. What we have is what seems to be a terror attack right in the heart of Barcelona in the Las Ramblas tourist area. This is a very famous boulevard in the heart of the city. A white van has ploughed into tourists about 5:30 local time on Thursday afternoon. It's travelled several hundred metres. The latest numbers that we have are 12 people have been killed and 80 have been injured, many of those very seriously. The area went into lockdown immediately. The driver of the van was seen running away on foot and there was a manhunt launched. Now, there has been a lot of different information coming from local authorities and government officials. What we do know is that police seem to have arrested 2 people and there's also reports that one man has also been killed in a shootout with police. We're not quite sure yet at this stage what role any of them may have played. They have also released an image of a man who they say rented the van locally in Barcelona. It has been claimed by Islamic State to be the work of the terrorist group. And we believe at this stage now, though, that the situation has been contained and there is no longer a threat in Barcelona. But just another tragic attack with a weapon, with a car being used, a vehicle being used as a pretty deadly weapon.
Yeah, so that area, to put into context, would that be the Garema place of Canberra, the Pitt Street Mall of Sydney, the Bourke Street of Melbourne? Like, how many people would be in that area at sort of like 5:30 sort of prime time, I would have thought?
Absolutely. I mean, it's summer here. It's very warm in the late, you know, high 20s, early 30s, 5:30 in the afternoon, kind of very much sangria time. This is a I've been there a few times. It's a very long promenade area that is mostly pedestrianised. It's got a lot of cafes and bars and restaurants and stalls and little shops. Right along both sides. You can drive a vehicle through there, but only for those that have got a permit to drive through. It's not a street by any means. But you're talking thousands of people, not only because it is very popular, but just because we are in the peak summer season right now, and this is a very popular destination for a lot of British people. There are a lot of Australians involved. We've already heard from a few Australians who were in the area and were caught up in the evacuation shortly after the attack. But this, whatever you can imagine, times it by five just because of the sheer volume of tourists in the city at this time of year.
Yeah, Tanya, you've been there, right?
Mm.
So when you think of that, yeah, that street, is it like you know, sangrias and happy times?
Yeah, it's a great,
all fun place.
One of the best times of my life there of what I can remember. It's a really epic street and it's a really good time, and it's really, really sad that this tragic event has happened there. And Kath, you have to wonder, you know, in Sydney you see the big bollards and people call them, you know, terrorist bollards, so people can't drive through the streets. Do you think that that's going to happen in Europe now as well?
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking at a year now since the Nice terror attack, which is probably the first huge attack where that truck drove through the promenade in Nice in France. And since then, we've seen so many attacks. We've seen it in Brussels, we've seen it in Paris, twice here in London. London very quickly reacted to the attacks on the Westminster Bridge and London Bridge as well. There are now those huge bollards, as you say. There are big concrete slabs that are up protecting major areas such as Westminster and big tourist attractions. And European cities and governments really are looking at this seriously now. You know, there are more armed police on the streets, but obviously they can only do so much. When there is a van or a truck hurtling towards crowds
at 80 km/h,
you know, high speed, absolutely. So these are, I think, this is something that this is the new normal, and a lot of authorities are going to have to spring into action and really think about what the potential targets they have in their city and these tourist attractions, because, you know, the head of MI5 said in just the last day or two, this problem of using vehicles is a 20 to 30 year problem. It's not going away. So authorities have to work out how they're going to combat it and say that they're going to protect their citizens and visitors.
Yeah, it's so friggin' sad that we have to put these things up in our amazing landmarks
cities
and
make
areas.
It look awful and full of concrete. Yeah, Kath Turner, the 7 News Europe correspondent, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
131060, if you've got something to plug for the weekend, an event, a charity ball.
Whatever, literally anything. Your Instagram account, a sale you're having at your business.
Yeah, but you only get 5 seconds to do it. Good morning, Kate in Yass. We're coming to your town in a few weeks.
Yes, how exciting.
Finally, we're coming to you. Is this the same Kate that came to the Mexican party?
No, I didn't.
How many Kates from Yass are listening to this show?
Few.
Now I'm embarrassed. Kate, you've got 5 seconds. What's happening this weekend?
I just want to say good luck to the Yass Magpies rugby league football team in their semis this weekend.
Yass, the Magpies.
Good luck to the Magpies. I heard they'll need as much luck as they can get because they're
don't.
Awful.
Is it Elizia in Gungahlin? Is that your name?
Yes.
Now, how old are you, Elizia?
8.
Eight.
I would hate to whip an 8-year-old because they were too slow getting their message out. So, Elizia, what is your message today?
I would like to shout out to...
That's a real shame.
Ryan!
That is a real shame.
Ryan!
Let's go to Dan.
No.
Well, she snooze, you lose.
You didn't even give her 5 seconds. Go back to her.
Dan, what's happening, mate? 5 seconds, go.
Centurion's Gridiron Club are playing at Griffith Oval at 3 p.m.
That's how it's done.
That's tight.
So hopefully Elizia can
learn. Go back
learn.
To her. Don't. She's 8!
Elizia, do you like to go to the skate park? A little bit of a kickflip, you know, hanging out there at the in the bowl?
No.
No?
Exactly.
Oh, okay, righto.
A normal person.
All right, I'll give you a second chance, Elizia, because Tanya seems to like you. Go on, what's the message?
I'd like to give a shout-out to my nanny because she's a bit sick. Love you.
That was the most beautiful thing. Elizia saying, like, love you to her nanny. Oh, God, my ovaries. That was beautiful.
Jury's still out whether I should have gone back there. In Everett, we've got Julie. What's happening, Julie? Go.
Happy birthday, Zach. Have a great day on Sunday.
Yes, Julie. And Zach, happy birthday.
Big one for Zach. We're going to Junior. Hey, before we get to your whip, is Junior your real name?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Well, Junior, obviously they've named it after your youthful voice. You've got 5 seconds. Go.
Shout out to Quimby and Whites for grand finals tomorrow. So, yeah, hopefully we get the win against Gungahlin.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
You show them.
Do you think it's Queanbeyan likes?
Couldn't tell you.
Nah, couldn't quite hear that either. Last, Dylan in Belco. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks. What's going on, Dylan? You got 5 seconds, go.
Shout out to Tim Jackson and Ryan.
Yeah, bloody Timmy Jackson.
Nah, wouldn't have had a bar of that. Every time someone calls up this segment and mentions the world's worst guy.
You've never met him.
Because he's that bad.
Yeah.
There's not many guys I won't meet, but I've heard, and the tweets coming through about Timmy Jackson trying to start a fight and trying to get people revved up. I mean, I wouldn't waste my knuckles on that guy's nose. You know
what
I'm saying?
You're not going to physically fight someone you've never met.
Well, I challenged an MMA fighter to
anyone.
I challenged an MMA fighter to a duel unknowing that he was an MMA fighter earlier this year.
Yeah, and then it ended up as a battle of poetry.
Yeah, which I didn't win, thank you very much.
Yeah, you didn't.
Timmy Jackson, I mean, he couldn't do poetry because I heard he can barely read, so I'm doubtful that's going to happen.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Hits 104.7 is hitting the road for some sweet country air as Ryan and Tanya rim Canberra.
Rugged on the outside, refined within. The new Amarok, available now at Gerald Slaven and Volkswagen.
Yes, we are just, 9 days away from getting out on the rim?
Yeah, no, not even. I can't do the math on it.
We have announced this morning the fifth and final town for our rimming tour, which is not next week but the week after. We're starting in Bungendore, heading over to Gunning, then to Yass on the Wednesday. Thursday we'll be in Bredbow and we'll be finishing the rim, finishing our chance to get a taste of that beautiful country air in the beautiful town of Braidwood on the Friday. And the main street of Braidwood is, when you think of a country town and what a country town looks like, just the picturesque,
looks gorgeous.
Beautiful town. It's a beautiful town, Bray. We're looking forward to getting out there.
Me too.
And we'd love to know what we should be doing once we are there. Now we say good morning to Anne. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
Hello. So you live in Braidwood?
Yeah, I do.
So just give it to me straight. How's the reception of Hit 104.7 in Braidwood? Because it's the furthest one away from Canberra for our tour.
Depending on where you are in Braidwood, you can get it crystal clear. Other parts may be a little bit patchy, but you can still hear it.
Okay, and do you think a lot of people, is it too far for people live in Braidwood and drive into Canberra each day and commute for work and stuff?
It's not too bad.
Yeah, right.
How far is the commute?
Yeah, 50 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's decent.
That's not too bad.
Be a nice drive.
Yeah, and what should we be doing when we're out there?
I reckon you should come down and visit the Royal Mail Hotel.
Oh, the Royal Mail Hotel. Is that like the top end of street or whereabouts on the main, is that on the main street there?
It is on the main street. It's the yellow pub on the corner across the road from one of the parks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hey, can you explain to me what the deal with the rugs is?
It's the quilt festival.
Sorry. Yesterday, in a whim, I drove from Crace to Fishwick because I had to go buy a quilt.
Really?
Yes.
And little did you know, we were about to go to the home of a quilt festival. All right, so what's the best meal going on down there at your pub there, Anne?
Well, you've either got the chicken schnitzel or the palmy.
I mean,
sold.
Staples.
On both.
Staples, yeah. Very, very nice.
Yeah, the staple, either the chicken snitty or the chicken palmy.
And have we missed the quilt festival just to go back to that?
No, I don't think so. I think that's coming up.
When is it?
Oh, that I actually couldn't tell you.
We'll figure that out by the time we get out there.
Okay, we're moving the rim because I need to go to that bloody quilt festival.
We may have to re-rim, as it were, to get out there. Thank you very much, Anne. Well, yeah, we need somewhere to go Thursday night, so heading down to the pub there. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, good idea.
I've just got a message from Gavin Swan on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he just says, the model cars of Braidwood.
Oh, yeah.
He claims it's one of the great things of Braidwood. Now, I haven't heard anyone else confirm or deny this, but Gav is a pretty big fan of the model cars out there.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Or
I don't even know. What's a model car?
Oh. Like little car models.
Oh, little ones.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Oh, actually, I don't know. Actually, yeah, who knows? No idea. Let's go to John. Good morning, John.
How you going, guys?
Good, thank you. Is it true that you work at the Braidwood Bakery?
It's the only Braidwood Bakery.
Yes.
Oh. Now, I know, like, obviously you may be a bit biased, but is it fair in me thinking that a lot of people who don't live in Braidwood and just know it as, you know, a place that they drive through, that the bakery is like that one stop and the thing the town's really known for?
I think what happened once upon a time is they started the bakery and then Braidwood grew around it, something like that.
Oh, we got a big block of land. Let's just put a bakery in the middle of it and see what happens in a few years' time. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, let's do some pies.
Let's do some pies. Now, John, it's like two shops, right? Is it set, like, I don't know if it's always been that size, but it looks like there was two stores and you've just bashed a wall down because it's that big and popular.
Yeah, we just got the sledgehammer to it. Now, my old mate, Custer, did a little extension on there in about 10 years ago.
Right, and did he do it just specifically because he knows there's room for a Rimabago to park down the side on the right there?
He parks down the side all the time. No, what happened about 10 years ago when we bought the bakery, it was just a little small shop, and there was a block attached to it, so we did an extension.
Yeah.
And now it looks like two, but we've got plenty of seating area now.
Yeah, it's packed every time I've been there. Now,
wow.
Tanya's eyes lit up when you said pies. Have you got a go-to pie, or can Tanya have a crack at making her own, or what's the vibe out there?
Well, I reckon Tanya should come down and make one for us.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Come on down. We'll get you a pie apron. Oh. We'll get you a pie hat, and we'll get you out the back with all the boys.
Yeah.
So now the go-to pie is the chunky steak.
Nice. Can we call it the chunky Tanya?
No. If I get a percentage of profits, yes.
You can't do that.
The chunky Tanya or the crusty Tanya, because they do have a beautiful pastry out there at Braidwood.
Yeah, well.
John, we'll keep your number and we'll be in touch and let's sort something out. But the chunky Tanya could be a great way to end
that.
The rimming of cake. It just has a flow to it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
All right, this is good news. All right, if anyone else has any more places we should go and see in Braidwood or Breadbow, or I'm going backwards now, Gunning or Bungendore, please let us know, because it's going to be a massive week on the road. We will be driving in the Rimabago. And just to
people, you can win it.
Yeah. And it'll happen in Braidwood as well, because that'll be the last day where we'll announce who has won the Rimabago. So it's going to be a big,
big
day.
And you don't, of course, have to call it the Rimabago moving forward.
You can call it whatever you like. And I'll also, but I will be calling it the Rimabago forever, as will I be calling any pie I've ever eaten from Braidwood the Chunky Tanya.
All right.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7. Easy.
I'm extraordinarily busy at the moment.
Tanya's got a busy dad.
Yeah, so my dad is the most no-nonsense, no BS man alive.
Yep, he's an old-school dad. Doesn't like
That's
to be mucked around.
That's a great around. Way
He's a businessman. Likes to keep his eyes on his business and his money, and that business is a coffee business, which means he's just always a little bit on edge.
Always
ready to go, because he's always jacked up on caffeine.
Yeah, and it's like, just take a few out of the day, but nah, 12 is the number. It's like too many coffees, but good on him. So one thing you probably know about my dad, Ryan, because you've met him, is that he's real cheap. Like, he hates spending money.
Well, just, it's the businessman. He knows the value of a dollar.
Yeah, well, you know, once he sold my car, I asked him to sell my car because I don't know anything about cars. And he said, yeah, I'll sell it. And then took a 20% commission. And I thought he was kidding, until he gave me the money back with 20% missing.
And then invoiced you so I could claim it on tax.
I think he actually did that. He's so cheap.
Well
and I
done.
Thought, what if I dangle something free near him? How will he respond? Haddleston.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Sorry, who is it?
It's Tanya, your firstborn. You sounded excited that maybe it was a business prospect and then disappointed when it was me.
Maybe.
I just won something. I just want a family holiday, like a family cruise.
Oh, great.
Do you want to come? You, Mum, me, Alana, maybe Daniel.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where? When?
I think you can take it whenever. It's just to Tasmania.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so you've got to pay for your bed, your seat, your food, and there's just an insurance. So I think altogether per person it's about, like, I think $2,500, which is not a lot.
Yeah.
Considering it's free.
How many days is it?
Two.
Two days.
Yeah.
Tanya, this is a bullshit call, as you know. Tanya, don't call me offering fake cruises. I've got things to do, people to see, money to make, right? Don't do this again. The end.
He says that all the time, and then I still keep calling. And then he blocks his number, and then I unblock it. Like,
how do you unblock it?
I was at home and just went into his phone.
Oh, can I play Snake? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Can I play Snake?
Hit 104.7.